Good Tuesday morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley. It's election day in Virginia and New Jersey. The Richmond Times-Dispatch puts it into perspective. The paper writes, Republicans hope to end Democrats' winning streak in statewide races. No Republican has been elected to statewide office since Bob McDonnell led a GOP sweep in 2009. Democrats hope to cut into Republicans' majority in the House of Delegates. Republicans now hold 66 seats and Democrats 34. Maggie Severance and Kevin Robillard have a story in Politico magazine about how Democrats in Virginia are seen as the petri dish as they try to take back power in the lower house in Virginia. Politico scoop this morning, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross's aide served on the board of Navigator Holdings, a shipping company whose clients include a Russian energy company with ties to the Kremlin. Let's get you caught up on President Donald Trump abroad. He said he'll be meeting with various generals about the North Korea situation. Before meeting with the South Korean president, Trump noted that he would be talking about trade. He also said that he thinks it's time for North Korea to come to the table and cut a deal for them and the world. Situational awareness. Vice President Mike Pence is on the Hill today for the Senate Republican lunch and meetings with other Republican leaders. Sungmin Kim and Heather Cagle have the story on Republicans shrugging off gun control after the latest mass shooting. The focus on Capitol Hill is tax reform. Theo Meyer has a piece up about how tax lobbyists are in a sprint to try and change the House Republican bill. Nancy Cook has the scoop on Business Roundtable launching a multi-million dollar ad buy to push tax reform. Rachel Bade has a story about multiple former female aides to Representative Brenda Lawrence saying they were harassed or demeaned by her chief of staff. Lawrence, a former harassment complaint investigator for the federal government, recently introduced legislation to require congressional staffers take an online course in sexual harassment. Rand Paul was beat up a couple days ago in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and now the New York Times reports that it was a disagreement over flowers. One of the strangest stories of 2017. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.